You are listening to Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio, brought to you by M Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I am your host, Todd Schnick, joined as always by my friends and colleagues, Carol Morgan and Todd Youngblood. Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. I'm super excited about our international show today.
We're going global today.
I love the global thing.
Yeah, we got a great show. Say hello to our next guest. His name is Rob Martin. He's the vice president in Atlanta for Ballantry Homes. Welcome to the show, Rob.
Thanks so much.
Well, it's good to have you. Thanks for making time to join us, Rob. Before we get underway, take a quick second. Tell us a little bit about you and your background.
My background is in corporate finance. I've worked in banking for a number of years. I started off as a commercial real estate lender, got into some venture capital deals that we did in the mid to late 90s. And then I actually got into founding and organizing banks throughout the 2000s until the crash came, unfortunately, in 07 and 08. Then I got on the other side of the table and I helped distress banks, work with regulators and borrowers, and kind of brought me to working with Dave Hill and Ballantry Homes.
That's really exciting. So tell us a little bit about Ballantry Homes. I know they're making not only this their introduction to the Atlanta market, but this is their first opportunity to build in the United States.
It is. Ballantry is owned by David Hill. David's dad is Norman Hill, president and owner of Norman Hill Realty. It's been in business in the greater Toronto area for over 50 years. They have an outstanding reputation. Dave broke off in 1989 to form Ballantry Homes. He saw opportunities to go in the market to not only sell, but to develop and build. And he's been doing that successfully ever since. Ballantry Homes right now is building between 300 and 400 homes per year, anywhere from the northern metro area in Toronto down to Niagara Falls.
Wow.
Well, U.S. is a big country. And why would Ballantry pick Atlanta? I'm very curious.
Dave started coming down here in 05 and 06 and checking out the market. He saw, though, the prices that properties were going for. He was uncomfortable with the pricing. He thought that the market had gotten too hot. He looked at the number of building permits compared to historical building permits and decided to pass, but he never took his eye off of the Atlanta market. There are similarities between Toronto population-wise, geography, et cetera, and Atlanta, and that's why he's targeted this market.
That's really exciting. I mean, certainly the downturn presented some opportunities, and one of the opportunities is if you've got funding and, you know, capital and you can buy dirt and you can put sticks in the air, then Atlanta is a great place to build.
Well, and that's what's given us the opportunities, like you said, down here. We have the capital to close. Sellers know that. When we go in and we begin to discuss the acquisition of a property with a seller, they know that we have the ability to close without bank financing, without putting together friends and family, et cetera. When we sign a contract, we have the ability to close, and we do close.
What else is different? I mean, I remember when I first moved to Atlanta, folks said, "You're not from around here, are you?" And there's always a little bit of, not a lot, but a little bit of suspicion of the out-of-towner coming in. What other kind of differentiators does Ballantry bring to the table?
What we're bringing down here, I think, is an understanding of the basics of commercial real estate and home building. You know, Dave has over 25 years of being successful in doing that in the Canadian market, and his brand is based on quality, the quality of the product and customer satisfaction. And we want to be able to transfer that brand down here to every project that we move forward with.
All right. We'll be back with Rob Martin after this short commercial break.
When was the last time you browsed the web from your mobile phone? With more consumers than ever searching for your business on the go, it's important that you make a great first impression. Make sure your website is making the most of your mobile presence with content designed uniquely for smartphones and tablets. Get started with the team at Marketing Relevance today. Call 770-383-3360 or visit marketingrelevance.com.
All right, and we're back with Rob Martin, Vice President here in Atlanta with Ballantry Homes.
So, Rob, I know that you already have some dirt in West Cobb, which is really pretty exciting. So we've got a number of new builders coming into town, but I think a lot of them are still looking and haven't purchased yet. So Tell us a little bit about your plans for your West Cobb community off Macklin Road.
We like the location. We appreciate the fact that they have extended Windy Hill out through Macklin, and it really gives us a new entranceway to a new group of commuters that are, we believe, going to go out and look at property in that area. There are a number of developments that are currently under construction past us, so we believe that we're going to be the first subdivision that you will see on your way out. We're looking at second and third time home buyers going into our community. We're going to have an outstanding amenity package, and we believe that that will attract the type of consumer that we're looking for.
Oh, you just said second and third time home buyers. What's different about that group than somebody like me, for example?
What are you, like the 10th time home buyer, right?
Let's not go there, Carol. Yeah, 10, maybe 11.
The first time home buyer would be a younger couple with infants. And we're looking for more of a middle school to high school demographic to come in and look at our homes. That means that the home prices may be a bit higher than what you would see at a startup first-time buyer, but you get more home for the value and more amenity for the value there.
So I know you've got a couple of other communities you're working on, and you all are doing those in conjunction with Edward Andrews Homes in Roswell and South Forsyth. So tell us a little bit about your relationship with Edward Andrews and those communities.
We have executed a joint venture on those two properties with Paul Corley. We've gone out and we've been talking to him for several months now, and I've done a great deal of background and due diligence on him and Edward Andrews. And we have also been talking to a number of other builders who have approached us to come in and do the same type of thing. But we feel very comfortable that Paul and Edward Andrews Homes is going to be able to promote our brand, which is a brand of quality. Again, not only for the product, but for the customer satisfaction that we demand for all of our projects. The one in South Forsyth is off Old Atlanta. It's right around the corner from Johns Creek. We think it's an outstanding location. It's a beautiful piece of property. The Roswell property is up off of Etrus Road, and we're just as excited there.
One of the things when I think about building a home, I mean, I'm pretty good at visualizing the floor plan and how something will flow. But in terms of decorating colors and, you know, what kind of countertops, kitchen cabinet, all that kind of stuff, just, I mean, blows my mind. How do you help with that piece of the decision?
Well, we'll have model homes that as soon as you enter one of our subdivision, you'll be able to go into a model home and see a number of the different facets that we're going to be able to offer. As I've shared, Ballantrae has 25 years experience of doing this. Edward Andrews Homes has a number of years experience in doing this. We trust our marketing people in trying to come up with the right product, the right amenities within the home that will satisfy the customer. So I guess, you know, from a marketing perspective, all of the different styles that you may be interested in, we would have there. And the first stop would be, once you enter a property, you would go in the model home, and we'll have people in there to help you.
Going back a minute to your three new communities, I guess I'm just curious, are any of those reset communities existing homes in them, or is this just new raw dirt where you're starting from the beginning?
New raw dirt. I mean, we have looked at a number of different properties. We've looked at some bank owned that were, you go in and you see the dinosaurs lying on the side of the road. That had, you know, that were partially complete and things along those lines, but we just haven't found any that have met our criteria. We have looked at specific areas within the Atlanta market that excite us, and we just haven't seen, for prices that we're attracted to, deals that to date that we want to move forward with.
When do you think you'll actually start construction?
Well, we'll break ground on Macklin Road in West Cobb next month, begin the development, probably a six-month phase, and look to hit the 2014 market with new home sales.
Well, Rob, I hate to say it, but we're out of time. Before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you, and where can they learn more about Ballantrae Homes?
Well, ballantreehomes.com is a great place. Now, that's focus primarily on the Toronto market, but we will have a link in there eventually for Ballantrae Atlanta. We're working on that. As far as reaching out to Ballantrae here in the Atlanta market, they can call me at my office number, which is 404-351-5154, or reaching out to me by email, rmartin at BallantryAtlanta.com.
Rob Martin, Vice President in Atlanta for Ballantrae Homes. It was great to have you. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Okay. The deal of the day is next, but stay tuned to Orlando Lynch, where we're going to ask him if Atlanta is a top moving destination. We'll be right back.
Hey, Forrest, what time is it?
Well, Delaney, it's time for today's deal of the day.
All right, Carol, what have you got for us?
So, Todd, you're going to love this one. This is the Highlands of Sandy Springs community. It's in North Fulton, built by the Providence Group, and they are offering a home buyer incentive on the flats condos there that include a $2,500 closing cost by Element Funding. So you've got to use their, you know, preferred lender. It also includes refrigerator, washer, dryer, and blinds for all contracts written by February 28th.
Wow. Hmm.
And Sandy Springs, I mean, we don't talk a lot about Sandy Springs, it seems. But I don't know why we don't. I mean, I drove through there this weekend.
Wow.
I mean, it's just such a cool area, close to everything. Perimeter Center's right there.
This community's on Roswell Road.
It's on Roswell
Road. On Roswell. It is a phenomenal area, super convenient to, you know, Georgia 400 and I-285. It's just a great, great area. And it's a neat community because they've got these condo flats or flats condos as well as luxury townhomes.
All right, so let me review this, Carol. $2,500 in closing costs, assuming you use their preferred lender, but then you also get a fridge, washer, dryer, and the blinds.
Yes.
That's a heck of a deal.
It is. I've moved into a couple of new places and just the blinds alone, it's just such an annoyance. You move in, you're tired, you get all your furniture unpacked, and then the sun goes down.
You can't even take a shower.
Right, because the windows are all wide open.
Now, of course, there is a catch. There are some restrictions that apply, but the biggest thing you need to remember is this incentive is valid only on the condo flats. It's not valid for the townhomes.
So just the condo flats and not the townhomes.
Exactly. They do have four different plans to choose from, which range from one bedroom to two bedrooms, as well as, I mean, one of my favorite plans there is the Eastwick. It's got a two bedroom condo, you know, design. It's got a gourmet kitchen with an island and bar seating, private covered porch access from the owner's suite and the dining room. That's kind of cool.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. The owner's suite has a walk-in closet plus an elegant bath with a separate garden tub and a shower. Just really nice to see both the garden tub and the shower because a lot of builders just offer, you know, just the stand-up shower now.
Right.
But if you want a fantastic garden tub, you can get one from the Providence Group. Of course, it's low maintenance, one level living, and we know all of us in the studio are all about no maintenance and low maintenance. And then covered parking is available.
Oh, that's nice.
Mm-hmm.
It's more. I think it's more than nice.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a must-have.
So that would be one of their bigger plans. And then, you know, the Abernathy is one of their smaller plans. It's a one-bedroom, one-bath, you know, 951 square feet. And it offers, you know, one bedroom, a private covered porch, a kitchen island, and a large pantry, as well as, you know, low-maintenance living.
Yeah.
So kind of runs the gamut if you need a little bit more space or if you're just, you know, a single person looking for a great location and really nice amenities.
And the private covered porch sounds like it's on all the different floor plans. I mean, that alone makes the whole place feel so much bigger. I mean, you can be outside, inside. It's
a nice touch. All the floor plans offer that. And then, of course, there's some great community amenities. Delaney, you want to tell us about those?
Yes. There's an architecturally designed pool with a gathering area, the designer-decorated clubhouse for indoor entertaining. And then, of course, they also have a state-of-the-art fitness center, and there's nearby hiking and biking trails. So if you want to get outdoors and enjoy the warmer weather.
Gosh, how can you lose?
Yeah.
I don't think you can.
We've been showcasing the Providence Group off and on this show for a better part of a year and a half now. They always do good work. So.
They do fantastic work. And this is just a great deal. So you think about it. You can ditch your club membership and move into a condo that's got its own gym. So you can save some money there.
Outstanding. Carol, once more, where can people get information on this?
So people can get more information by going to theprovidencegroup.com or they can call 770-522-0291.
All right. Well, that wraps today's deal of the day. All right. And we're back with our next guest. Say hello to Orlando Lynch. He's the president and CEO of Atlanta Peach Movers. Welcome to the show, Orlando.
Good morning, Todd. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. It's great to have you. Thanks so much for joining us. Orlando, before we get into it, take a quick few seconds and just tell us a little bit about you and your background.
Okay. I'm originally from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I'm married with three children. I am a graduate of Arizona State University. and I currently reside in Brookhaven, the Brookhaven section of Atlanta, Georgia.
Orlando, tell us a little bit about Atlanta Peach Movers.
Atlanta Peach Movers is a local and long-distance moving company specializing in commercial and residential relocations throughout the country. We've been in business since 1987. We currently have approximately 130 employees. We have two warehouses here in Atlanta. We're located in the Doraville section of Atlanta. We have two warehouses. One is 52,000 square feet, and that houses our residential and military storage. We do a lot of work for the military. And then we have another warehouse on the same property that houses our commercial storage for companies such as AT&T and Verizon.
1987 is when the company, was it your company, did you found it, or have you just been running it for the last several years?
Well, Todd, I bought the company, you won't believe it, but I bought the company in 1987 for $4,500. I was in the nightclub business originally, and I was buying a house in the Brookhaven area of Atlanta, and the gentleman who moved me, he was ready to sell his company, and I told him I would buy it. It started off as a joke, because, I was in the nightclub business, and my nightclub days were coming to an end. I didn't like getting up when I didn't like going to bed when the sun was coming up, Todd. I'm an early bird. So I was joking with the guy who moved me into my new home, and I asked him, did he want to sell his business? And he said he did, and he would call me in 4 months. Well, he called me in 4 months, and I did a little guesstimate on what I thought his business was worth. We sat down at my kitchen table. He told me he wanted $1,500 for his truck and $3,000 for his Goodwill. I bought a moving company, Todd, that had been in business for 12 years for $4,500. Now, mind you, he was kind of a jackleg mover. He didn't have any books, but he had 12 years of good, solid customers, and he was on every single move, so I knew that I was buying a good business. It didn't take me long to recoup that investment, I must say. I think I recouped it in about 2 weeks.
Oh, wow. Well,
so, that's kind of a great return on your investment.
That's a quick return on your investment. That's
it
great.
It is a quick return.
That's a great.
So I started out. I'm sorry. Yeah, I started out working on the truck with the other two gentlemen who had worked for Lamar. The business was originally called Lamar Movers. And with me having a marketing background, I knew that wasn't going to work. So I changed the name subsequently to Atlanta Peach Movers. And over the years, I built the company to, we have, 40 trucks, approximately 130 employees.
Wow, that's very, very impressive. The U.S. Census Bureau has just declared Atlanta as a top moving destination for, I think, the third time in a row. That's got to have a good impact on your business, yes?
Yes, that's been a solid impact on our business. You know, we do a lot of employee relocations for a lot of the Fortune 500 companies here in Atlanta, and that has, we've really seen an uptick in our business. The economy is finally starting to turn around. We had some rough years there in 07, 08, and 09, but now we're really starting to see a lot more large home relocations as well.
Sounds like you've done a ton of moving for a lot of people. Can you give our audience some tips? You know, if they're just getting ready to move, you know, what should they think about if they're moving to the Atlanta area?
Well, one of the first things you want to do is get three written in-home estimates. You want to have a salesperson come to your home, especially if you have a larger home. It's very important you get three estimates, and you get three estimates from quality companies, because there's a lot of fly-by-night companies out there. So do your research, look at online reviews, get some suggestions from some friends of yours and family members. That's very, very important that you do your research on the quality of the mover, because of so many people base their move on price alone, and then the company gets out there and they do a horrible job, or they damage the furniture, or even if there's instances where they hold their furniture hostage to get more money. You know, they'll lowball the rate, and once they get the furniture on the truck, they change the price on you. So it's very important that you find a reputable company first, get three estimates, and you should also be given a copy of the rights and responsibilities. That's a federal law that every mover has to give each customer
a booklet called The Rights and Responsibilities.
All right. We'll be back with Orlando Lynch after this short commercial break. Great news stories don't just happen. They are the result of cultivating relationships with the media. Public relations is a great way to add excitement to your marketing program, while also creating third-party credibility. With decades of experience of working with the media online and offline, the Marketing Relevance team is uniquely positioned to deliver your company's stories. Call us today at 770-383-3360 or visit marketingrelevance.com. All right, and we're back with Orlando Lynch, President and CEO of Atlanta Peach Movers.
Orlando, before the break, you were talking to us about things that people should think about before selecting a moving company. And one of the things you mentioned was research. Where's the best place for them to research companies? You know, is it online or asking their friends, or do you have advice?
The best place to research movers is to go to the American Moving and Storage Association. Go to their website. It's called AMSA, but the long term is American Moving and Storage Association. They have a wealth of information. They have all the movers who are certified as pro movers. You have to be a member of this organization in order to be certified. So that's a great way to start. Or you can go to moving.org also. There's a wealth of information about long-distance moving.
All right. Well, we'll be sure to link up to all of those resources in the show notes. Orlando, you know, let me ask you this question. What are some other services that Atlanta Peach Movers offers that maybe other organizations don't? I mean, obviously, there's the standard relocation, and you can move residential families. But do you provide other types of services?
We have a painting company, you know, that kind of fits in with our relocation services. A lot of customers, they need painting before they move into their home. So we do have a painting company called Atlanta Peach Painters. It's a lot smaller company than Atlanta Peach Movers, but that's just one of our offshoot services we offer. But getting back to our core business, Todd, is relocations. And we also have packing and unpacking services. We'll also transport your car for you if you need your car transported across the country. So that's one of the few services we do offer, is transportation of your cars and your automobiles. We can't transport the dogs, though. But we can transport your automobiles, and like I said, we have packing and unpacking services available as well.
That's good to know. That's really interesting. I'm always amazed how much we learn from our guests about, you know, what's going on within their specific industry of the housing market. Talk to us a little bit. I know you talked about people relocating to Atlanta and how Atlanta's a top moving destination, but, you know, how has the, you know, economic downturn and now the start of the recovery, you know, how have you seen that, you know, kind of wax and wane with the numbers of people that you're moving? You know, give us kind of a comparison of how many people you moved in, say, 2007, 2008 to, you know, what you're anticipating this year's going to look like.
Well, one of the biggest indicators, Carol, is during the recession, our two truck moves are where we normally have houses that are 4,000 square feet and up, or 3,000 square feet and up. We saw those moves just totally go away, two truck moves. So that told us that these large homes in Metro Atlanta were not selling. Now today we're starting to see an uptick in large home sales again. And as you know, my business, we feed directly off the real estate industry. Speaking with a lot of real estate agents that we do business with, such as Keller Williams and Remax, they're very, very optimistic about this year. My business, I anticipate about a 15% growth this year over 2012.
Wow, that's impressive. Orlando, even when you partner with a professional operation such as Atlanta Peach Movers, moving is still a big stressful experience for most families. Do you have a couple of pieces of advice that you would encourage a family about to relocate to consider before they really ramp up the process?
Yes, Todd. I think that most people don't plan. And the important thing is to plan ahead. You really, really need to start going through your house and anything that you're not going to bring with you, you need to discard it. That's the biggest thing. A lot of people, they don't plan accordingly, and then move day, they're just not ready to go. And a lot of times we get there and we have to start packing for the customer. So it's very important that you should plan ahead, maybe 2 months ahead. You start packing and start discarding items in your home that you're not going to take with you. That's very important. And one another thing a lot of people don't understand, we can't transport gasoline, chemicals, anything like that can't be transported in the truck. We also can't transport any of your valuables, your rare coins, jewelry, photographs, rare collectibles, things like that should be taken by the customer.
All right. Well, that's great advice. So, Orlando, I hate to say it, but we're out of time. Before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you, and where can they learn more about Atlanta Peach Movers?
Our website is AtlantaPeachMovers.com. That's AtlantaPeachMovers.com. And please remember, there's no tree in our name. That's very important. And my phone number, Todd, is 770-447-5121. That's 770-447-5121.
Orlando Lynch, President and CEO of Atlanta Peach Movers. My friend, it was great to have you. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Todd.
All right. Well, that wraps this week's show. You can find us at AtlantaRealEstateForum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. In fact, if you enjoyed this week's show, we'd sure love you to comment and leave a rating on iTunes. So on behalf of today's guest, Rob Martin and Orlando Lynch, show producer Delaney Young, my co-hosts Carol Morgan and Todd Youngblood, I'm Todd Schnick. We'll see you next week on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show.